أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ينبأ الإنسان يومئذ بما قدم وأخر بل الإنسان على نفسه بصيرة ولو ألقى معاذيره صدق الله العظيم. These ayat we have been discussing. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says with regards to the day of Qiyamah, Insan, mankind will be informed on that day, bima qaddama wa akhar, what he sent forth and what he had left behind. Balil insanu ala nafsihi basira, nay, man is a witness against himself, and despite that, he will still be informed. Walaw alqa ma'adira, even though he will bring forth his pretense or he will bring forth his excuses. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about another dimension of what will happen on the day of Qiyamah, that man will now present his excuses in the courts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, why he failed to produce, why he failed that great test that he had to go through on the day of Qiyamah. Some Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes in the Quran that how man will begin to place his excuses in front of Allah. And here excuses in actual fact refers to the fact that he needs to present a case to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will say, for example, Wallahi Rabbina ma kunna mushrikeen, Qasam of Allah, O my Rabb, we were never mushrikeen, we were never polytheists, we never ever ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this will be one excuse that he will put forth in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, a pretense of never ever having to do anything with shirk and polytheism. Like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the souls on the day of Qiyamah and what they will say, Ya hasrata ala ma farrattu bi fi jambillah wa in kuntu lamina sakhirin, making hasrat, showing regret that whatever I had done, it was my shortcomings and my deficiencies in fulfilling the responsibilities to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I was the one that had mocked this whole concept of Tawheed. I was the one that mocked this whole concept of Quran, this whole concept of the Risalat and the Nubuwat and the Prophethood of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this will be hasrat, and this will be regret, and this will be remorse. Then sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that they will say, Lo anna Allaha hadani لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ, that if only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have guided me, then I would have been from the muttaqeen, I would have been from amongst those who feared. As though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send any kitab, as though Allah ta'ala did not send any nabi. And this is how they will make this false pretense, and in this pretense they will present their reasons and their cases, and they make their excuses to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sometimes they will say, لو أن لي كرة فأكون من المحسنين, that if only I was given a chance to return from there on back to this world, but there's no world, everything has come to an end already, then I will do good, and I will be from amongst those that will do good. So like that here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows in different places of the Quran how man will make this ma'adharat, he'll make this excuses in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but all of it will be of no avail. Very interesting is Hafiz ibn Kathir rahimahumullah, a very authentic commentator of the Quran, has somewhat spoken about a different dimension with regards to this, and he quotes with regards to this the Sahaba and the Tabi'een, and some of them used to say with regards to this ayat, وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَاذِيرًا, that even though man may make and man may present his excuses, he says that they used to say that the problem here is that in this world man looked at the sins of others, and one forgot his own sins. And this is generally our temperament and our nature, that we look at everybody else's downfall, we look at everybody else's faults, and the result is that we forget to see our own. You know, the poet puts it very beautiful, the day when I looked at my own faults, I forgot to see the faults of others. And then he quotes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed in the kitabs of the past, O children of Adam, you are so good in looking for the splinter in the eye of someone else. But right in front of you is the stump of a tree, the trunk that has been cut out, but that you do not see. So we look into the eye of someone else and we will take out that little splinter that required so much of accuracy also to take it out. That is how we look at others. But right in front of us, we are going to stumble over that stump of the tree, but yet we do not see it. And walau alqa ma'adhira, he says that it starts off in this world. It all starts off here, that we need to be very, very conscious about ourselves, the conscious about standing in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these three ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sums up somewhat the happenings of the day of Qiyamah, that we will be informed about everything despite the fact that we ourselves are witnesses, and we will place these madharat, we will place these excuses, and sometimes it will be false pretenses in front of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, but obviously all of that will be of no avail whatsoever. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.